The Edge of Overwhelmed, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated explicit, featuring the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan / Quinlan. This is part 8 of the Two Jedi and a Commander series. Cody had laid out clear rules for the evening. Quinlan is in a cock ring. Obi-Wan has a vibrating plug in his ass. He would direct them on how to touch each other. First, to beg for permission to come, we'll have to watch while he fucks the other one, knowing they won't get fucked. If they both manage to hold out until he tells them to stop, Quinlan will get to fuck Obi-Wan once Cody is done. It's a good incentive for both of them, as Obi-Wan very much enjoys being fucked into an exhausted heap, and Quinlan loves how open Obi-Wan is after Cody fucks him. The clone knows it will be a pleasurable evening no matter how it turns out. And of course, his Jedi are who they are. Quinlan snarks as he makes Obi-Wan whine with his touches. Obi-Wan points out he has the more difficult task. Cody grins as he directs Obi-Wan to fondle Quinlan's balls, and the Kiffar groans. But, lest Obi-Wan be too smug, he directs Quinlan to stroke Obi-Wan's cock. The redhead whimpers and squirms deliciously. It is so immensely satisfying that they let him do this, that they enjoyed letting him do this. Watching them torment each other on his orders makes his own cock ache. They are gorgeous when they need so badly. Cody keeps it up until they're both panting and trembling. He realizes then that he has a choice to make. He must decide if he wants to push a little further, knowing one or both of them will soon fail, or stop and reward them for doing so well. He moves closer and strokes a hand through both of their hair. Obi-Wan makes a sweetly needy sound and pushes into the touch. Cody smiles fondly. The redhead is also so deliciously desperate for affectionate touches when he's worked up like this. Quinlan is different. He grins up at the other man and offers a cheeky, "enjoying the show." Cody gives Quinlan's hair a tug, just enough to earn a groan. That sounds like someone isn't on edge enough yet, Cody teases. But we can fix that, can't we, Obi-Wan? The redhead smiles. Oh, most certainly. Cody turns the plug off and tugs Obi-Wan to his feet. He pulls him into a breath-stealing kiss that leaves Obi-Wan even more flushed and turned on than before. Still holding Obi-Wan close, Cody runs a hand through Quinlan's hair again and orders him onto the bed, propped up against the wall. The Kiffar pouts at him, but does as ordered. "Good boy," Cody purrs. Then he turns his head and whispers into Obi-Wan's ear, "The cock ring stays on, but you're going to suck him while I fuck you. That should get him nice and desperate." Obi-Wan nuzzles at Cody's cheek. A lovely idea. The clone nudges the redhead towards the bed. "Best get started then, Meshla." Obi-Wan smiles widely as he walks towards the bed. He settles into the position he knows Cody wants and flashes Quinlan a cheeky smile. Without a word, he leans down and takes the other Jedi in his mouth. The Kiffar arches his back and shouts at the unexpected move. Cody grins. He runs a hand down Quinlan's chest. "His mouth always feels so good, doesn't it?" "Cody," Quinlan whines as he squirms. "Shh, all in due time," the clone reminds. He tweaks a nipple just to enjoy the groan it earns him. Cody saunters to the other end of the bed before climbing onto it and settling between Obi-Wan's legs. He slips the plug out and immediately plunges two fingers in, making Obi-Wan groan around Quinlan's cock. The Kiffar whines. Satisfied that Obi-Wan is stretched enough, Cody slicks up his cock and pushes in. Obi-Wan moans, making Quinlan do the same. "Doesn't matter how long you've had a toy in or how long we've played with you. Your hole is always so greedy, wanting my cock so badly," Cody says filthily. Obi-Wan blushes crimson. He wouldn't be able to deny it even if he didn't have a cock in his mouth. It is far too accurate an assessment. "It's true. He's always desperate for you," Quinlan pants out. He feels so carking content in the Force whenever he has your cock in him. Now that is interesting to know, and something to play with later. The effect of Obi-Wan's glare at his fellow Jedi is greatly reduced by still having a cock in his mouth. Cody strokes a hand down Obi-Wan's back. "We will revisit that," he says. He shifts, gripping Obi-Wan's hips firmly. Later. He pulls out and thrusts back in hard, making the redhead moan wantonly. Quinlan whines again. The vibrations on his cock are maddening. He needs more, but he's determined not to beg. He wants to hold out. Cody sets a steady, unrelenting pace, working all three of them higher and higher. "You're so gorgeous when you let me keep you so on edge like this," Cody pants. Quinlan is trembling with desperation, just like he wanted. Obi-Wan is in the lovely state where he's focused on nothing but pleasing them. Obi-Wan is in the lovely state where he's focused on nothing but pleasing them. Everything else, even his own need, is secondary. But that doesn't mean the redhead's cock isn't aching and leaking. A single stroke from Cody's fingers is enough to get Obi-Wan's attention focused on it. "I'm going to fill you up, then you're going to come for me." His words don't need a response. He knows Obi-Wan will do what he is told to do. A few more thrusts aimed right at Obi-Wan's prostate get the redhead moaning and trembling. Quinlan's head thrashes and he keens. They are both desperate and on edge and needy and beautiful. Cody adores them. "Cody," Quinlan wails. "Shh, you're doing so well," Cody assures him gently. A few more thrusts and Cody spills, Obi-Wan following almost immediately. Quinlan sobs as Obi-Wan moans deeply as he comes, the feel of it around his cock and the thick, sharp pleasure in the Force around them so much. Cody orders Obi-Wan to pull back, and Quinlan pants, desperately trying to get himself back under control. "Talk to me," Cody orders a moment later. "You good?" Quinlan takes a shuddering breath. "Please, Cody, I need it," he begs. "I need to come, please, please." Cody slips out of Obi-Wan and shifts up so he can pull Quinlan forward to press their foreheads together. "You've been good. It's okay. You've been so good. It's your turn now. But I need you to tell me, Meshla, if you can handle fucking Obi-Wan right now, or if you need me to just take the ring off and use my hand." Quinlan wants to insist he's fine. He wants to fuck Obi-Wan, and he knows how much Obi-Wan enjoys it when both of them fuck him back to back. But he's shaking, and he's too worked up to make it good for either of them, and he has to admit that. "I can't," he whispers, tone not hiding how unhappy he is about that. Sex can be difficult. His gifts don't work on people, usually, but he's sensitive to strong feelings, and he spends so much of his time so isolated that sometimes being surrounded by these two is difficult. He loves them. Force knows he loves them more than he's supposed to. But sometimes it gets too much. They never judge him for it, and he still doesn't know how he got so lucky. Still, he doesn't like it when his gifts get in the way of what he wants, what they want. It frustrates him. "We've got you," Cody says softly. Quinlan keens, high and needy, when the cock ring finally comes off. He feels Obi-Wan move from between his legs. He can't help the disapproving whine. "I'm right here," Obi-Wan murmurs into his ear as he settles beside him. "We've got you, Quinn." "Do you want me to get you off, or do we need to stop?" Cody asks. "Remember, Meshla, there's no wrong answer. Just tell us what you need." Quinlan loves them so fucking much. "Please," he manages softly, "I want your hand." Cody smiles softly. "I'll take care of you." "You always do," the Kiffar whispers. Obi-Wan smiles as he watches. He knows there will be other opportunities for more. It doesn't take many strokes for Quinlan to spill in Cody's fist. Obi-Wan slips an arm around him as Cody pulls away to get cloths to clean them all up. "We got so lucky with him," the redhead murmurs. "We really did," Quinlan agrees as he curls close to the other Jedi. He smiles at the soothing wave of calm Obi-Wan pushes his way. Cody cleans himself up in the fresher before coming back to tend to his Jedi. He smiles when he sees they're cuddling already. "Such a pretty picture you two make," he tells them. His Jedi are tired, but both smile, pleased at his words. They also shift, and it makes their intentions clear. He settles in the spot they make for him between them. Obi-Wan moves to partially lay on him, and Quinlan tucks in close at his side. "Sleep now," he tells them. "You both did so well." "Love you," the Kiffar murmurs softly as he lays a hand on Cody's chest. "So very much," the redhead adds as he presses a soft kiss to the clone's cheek. Cody presses kisses to both of their foreheads. "I love both of you," he assures, "more than I ever expected to love anyone." He doesn't need the Force to know how much that pleases them. The next morning, Quinlan watches contentedly as Cody fucks Obi-Wan. After they both orgasm, Cody leans down and whispers something in Obi-Wan's ear. The redhead shivers. Once Cody pulls out, Obi-Wan crawls over to Quinlan and begs to be fucked. Quinlan smiles and takes his time, making Obi-Wan a trembling, begging mess. Cody watches and thoroughly enjoys the show. The end.
When you move, I'm put to mind of all that I wanna be. When you move, I could never define all that you are to me. So move me, baby.